All right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast, NBA podcast. My name is Keith. I'm here, as always, with my buddies, Chuck and John. Doing this on a Tuesday night.
Got the podcast going up.
Abnormal. We have plans this week. We are going to Memphis to see an NBA game as we record and live.
And see Chuck dance shirtless at Silky's on St. Patrick's Day.
That is a...
This may be our last podcast. We may not come back alive.
Fresh tat on that belly.
I just got a tattoo on my belly.
I just saw you were just stretching.
Hey, you remember how Chuck sent that text about how he was going to be really busy all day and couldn't do anything and needed us to email?
He was just getting tattoos.
He was getting a tattoo.
Very significant one.
But he really couched it like it was some real stuff.
I have an appointment.
And some business.
It's my meditation.
I'm a business
He's like, Keith, can you take care of that email? I'm very busy all day.
I'm very busy. Well, he was getting a navel tattoo.
No, that was just more of
It's more than just a... I'm talking about it's a belly button tattoo, and it's also a navel tattoo.
It's a ship.
Because it's a ship around his navel.
Oh.
It's a navel tattoo.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a clippered ship.
I asked him what the hell it meant, and it says Homeward Bound at the bottom. He said, it's my favorite movie starring Pets.
Yeah.
It's really good. Oh, pet movie.
I told him it was good because Milo and Otis killed all those pugs.
Yeah, they were just dead animals after Milo and Otis. Everybody knows that.
Speaking of belly tattoos, mm-hmm. I was actually going to ask you, Chuck, what is the etiquette? So just now when you were sitting down and you were kind of stretching, yeah. And I'm seeing some midriff.
Right.
Oh, Chuck.
And you're a smidge to the portly.
I'm rotund.
Porcine.
Zoftig.
What is the etiquette on gazing? So if it's tattooed, you're supposed to look at it. That's kind of how I feel.
You can ask.
Art.
It's art.
Hey, what's that? Yeah, I'll tell you. It's a thing.
But am I supposed to avert my eyes when someone like is kind of stretching and I'm seeing their underbelly,
hey, Keith,
and it's tattooed?
Do what your body tells you to do, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. That's how you live your life. I'd like to get a different perspective.
Yeah, you can look. I don't care. Look,
okay. Look. I'm just asking etiquette.
Etiquette, yeah. I mean, you don't stare and you don't say anything mean. Like, what the hell are those things on you, weirdo? You know,
I'm not going to do something obviously.
Yeah, I'm just giving you protocol. Okay. You're asking for protocol. I give you
DJ
protocol.
DJ Jamie Foxx says, do what you want to do in living color.
Living color.
That's good advice. But anyway, as I was saying, we're pushing our podcast a little early this week because we do live in and around Nashville. So to see actual NBA basketball, we got to hit the road.
Right.
All day.
So it is. We are actually busy, not like Chuck was busy today. We are actually busy tomorrow traveling to the 3 hours down I-40, dodging those potholes.
We're going to be in a 15-passenger van with gold chains hanging from every window.
That's how we roll.
Cashville.
Not exaggerating.
No, that's what happened last time. We're going with a group of people, and the text thread is known as Memphis Guy. I don't even know if we can say that. That's probably getting bleeped.
Double bleeped.
But
by the church and by the secular.
So yeah, we're all excited to go. We got about 12, I think close to 13 people, which is a fantastically lucky number.
And I don't even know how many are going.
None of us are going to die. None of us are going to be maimed or mutilated on this trip. We're going to come back happy and refreshed. I actually got the tattoo so that it's not finished. I have something to live for. So I won't.
Yeah, homeward
perish.
Bound. So when you're in bound. Memphis, you're going to be like, I'm homeward bound.
I got to get home. There's a kid there.
When you told me you were getting a tattoo, I thought you were getting the Memphis gosh darn it tattoo.
We can put that up on our Instagram. I think I'll do that.
I think that's your face tattoo.
It's actually a pretty great tattoo. Do you know it's all made of parts of the Memphis Grizzlies logo? Eyes of him are the Grizzlies' eyes. The eyebrows are the Grizzlies' eyebrows. I'll show you the photo.
I haven't seen the shirt.
We have a friend of ours who's a pretty great graphic designer, and he made a Memphis gosh.
Oh, Keith, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this is so you're gonna have to bleep everything.
So much booping.
Yeah, this booping and kind of inside baseball. But I'll put it up on the Twitter, on the Instagram. You'll take a look at it. It's fun.
That sounds good. So even though we're a little early in the week, I assume it's just a normal day. Did we have breakfast?
No, sir. I did.
Oh, you did have good because you didn't breakfast. Last week.
I had such a long day.
We have a fine jar.
That it seemed like yesterday.
I was going to say, we have a fine jar. If you go 2 episodes with no breakfast,
ready?
You put a little
crispy cream donuts.
Nice.
Shades of podcast past.
With, was a probiotic donut?
No, sir. It was a gas station donut.
Oh,
like nice. I thought about getting, like, you know, they'll have, like, at the gas station, have the setup where there's, like, a kiosk with, like, what are purported to be fresher, more fresh donuts.
Right.
And a variety. Well, I wanted to do that, but they were all out of glazed. I needed some glazed because I was working with some people and I didn't know what they would actually consume. I knew glazed was safe.
Glazed always safe.
So then I went with the dozen pre-boxed glazed.
Man.
Disappointing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, sorry.
That sounds incredible.
I feel like if you can, I mean, I know gas station are limited. If you go like a half and half glazed and chocolate covered, it's a safe play.
That's what I wanted to do, but there were no glazed in the box.
Yeah,
in
gotcha.
The big in the serve yourself box.
I got you. I actually had breakfast. I had a leftover. We made breakfast a couple days ago, and our baby loves biscuits. Crazy for him. So we saved them. Right.
Good idea.
And we had some leftover bacon too. So
easy.
It's kind of like just you know a cold leftover bacon. It's like a jerky snack.
You made it about 1/3 of the way towards Uncle Herschel's breakfast.
I did. I did. Except it was just a couple days old.
And 6 more pork chops.
But it was great. Yeah. Uncle Herschel should be free if you finish it.
Yeah.
That's my take. If you finish all the biscuits and everything.
Oh, yeah. You walk out.
I mean, I eat the proteins. And then I'm like, yeah, if I get one biscuit down, I did a good job.
I have a Cracker Barrel hash brown casserole obsession.
Oh, no. I'll order 2 sides of hash brown casserole. It's incredible. It's the best food.
How many years in advance is that made?
Oh, man. They probably make it like quarterly.
That stuff is triple congealed.
Fiscal quarter.
Yeah.
It's so much sour
I think they
cream.
Send it all out from the headquarters in Lebanon.
Mm.
I take 2 bites and then smear the rest on my chest.
Mm. That sounds just like what I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
man, do they... They don't even say anything when you do
like
it.
Like Ben Gay, making you feel better. What did you have? Chuck, did you get a breakfast?
Yeah, man, I had some egg whites, some whole grain toast, a little bit of butter on the toast, some fruit. I had a good little healthy breakfast. I'm trying
to... Who are you?
So you were self-conscious. You were getting your belly looked at for a few hours.
I was taking my shirt off.
So you're like, I don't want to be grumbling while I'm on the stand.
Yeah, I don't want to
look. Did you go in hard today? Like do a bunch of sit-ups before you went in?
I did.
You got to smack it.
I did.
Like that.
I did yoga for 45 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm trying, you know.
That's what you're calling her now.
I've been putting... My favorite thing to do is to be healthy now because it makes me feel less sad. Not unsad, less sad.
Nah, perfect.
I'm enjoying this current phase in your life.
Less
brief
sad,
as
Chuck,
it may be.
Better for everybody. Yeah. All right. So after our breakfast, we do our breakfast in bed apologies. This is our chance to make right what we might have gotten wrong in any previous episode. Does anyone have anything they need to make amends for?
Sorry, NBA fans, but for 1 week and 1 week only, you take a back seat to college basketball.
Oh.
Between this conference tournaments and the first weekend.
This might all be edited out.
Of the NCAA tournament.
I don't think we should talk about slavery.
I ain't down with it.
It's horrific. Horrific news, John.
I'll watch every second of it.
It's exploitation of labor by the elite.
I feel like actually during the last few days of where the conference college basketball has been going on, I feel like the NBA guys maybe are a little distracted too, because there's been some garbage. Dog days of the NBA season, and these guys are checking out.
This is when the layman turns to college basketball to see who's coming to the NBA.
Right.
This is where many a player will be overdrafted, like drafted way too high because of his tournament performance.
Right.
And also because of the performances of teams like LSU. The real prospects, Ben Simmons, won't be seeing him in the tournament.
Yeah, I actually went to the SEC tournament, saw Ben Simmons play, saw Kentucky play. It was a decent
horrible game.
Oh, man, Ben Simmons looked awful. But, I think basketball is better if we had a real, you know, developmental league, not the D-League that we have, but, like, kids that can go at 18, and we're messing that up by the NCAA's monarchy. No, what is it? Monopoly, one of those opolies.
Tyranny, Chuck.
Monogamy?
Monogamy.
Not monogamy, Chuck.
I think Silver's working on it. I think the Silver knows that with the TV money, you're going to see those D-League contracts bump up big.
College basketball is terrible, I know. But
if we
the tournament is flawless.
I get it.
Sporting
but,
event.
You know, I would rather just a cool tournament in the NBA.
I even try the remnants of, you know, I used to watch all the college games. Like, you know, I guess... I used to be a huge college basketball fan. And so still something stirs in me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, I'll turn on the conference tournament. Oh, there's a game on at noon. That's my style. I'll watch this game.
Right.
And I make it about 1 minute. I watched 1 minute.
You've become a snob.
Of the SEC college basketball tournament. I'm like, this is so boring.
Of all the tournaments to pick as well.
This is so boring. Like, I'm like, it's like teams I have actual rooting interest, you know, for. And I'm just like, this is atrocious. So I can't. And then I tried to fill my bracket out today. I tweeted about this. Like, I actually was just kind of bummed out. Like, the ESPN web designer has just made the little tiles are all just the acronyms, and like I can figure out what they all are, but I'm looking at this stuff like UTSA versus, you know, Iona, like Iona gets their whole name, and like there's no records, there's no mascots. Like I used to like to look at like, oh, like Princeton's 32-2. Oh, I'm taking them for the upset. But now it's just a wash of just initials and the seeds, and not having watched a single college basketball game, I'm like, this is not even fun to fill out a bracket because it's just random. It's like, I don't even know why there's names written down.
To bring it back to the NBA, I still think the NBA should do that proposed tournament that we've heard rumors of.
Oh, like the midseason weird tournament?
Oh, that'd be so great.
The FA Cup.
Mm. I think it's an old Bill Simmons idea. The whole...
tournament?
The play-in for the last seed, and then like that helps you in the lottery too.
Right.
Do it. Do it, Slugworth.
I hate how there's teams winning games that are kind of that were bad this year,
right,
and they're hurting their draft position, mm-hmm, because they're developing their young talent and the young talent is doing well, mm, and it just seems idiotic.
That's why you establish a shadow government like the Grizzlies and just play four players,
murder everyone. All right, my apology. I hinted at it last week. I kind of, in passing, mentioned I could apologize to Kemba Walker. I'm going to make it official. Mm. Kemba Walker is really good. He's a fine NBA point guard. He is, I will say it, an above average point guard in all that means. It's a point guard heavy league, and I know in preseason, and I've long held the opinion, one, I didn't want to build my roster, like I would not choose to have him as my point guard. And I thought there was 15 better point guards in the NBA that I'd rather have. And he's made just leaps.
Kemba Walker, Mike Conley, who are you taking?
Strides. Kemba Walker's healthy.
Okay. Kemba Walker, healthy Mike Conley. Put you on the
I will take a healthy Mike Conley. I think Mike Conley's a smarter player, better defender.
Good to know your homework card's still in the show.
Runs the team a little more. Yeah. But I mean, Kemba Walker.
Didn't want to have to revoke your Homer visa.
Good. Thank you. Especially on my way to Memphis. I don't want to lose that on the way. So I do apologize. The Hornets have been a fun team to watch this year, and a lot of it is how much Kemba Walker is just in such control. I mean, he's always had a good handle, and he's always been known for taking the last second shot, even though I like to point out he doesn't make a bunch of them. But he's now like, I don't know. I feel like he's really in control of his game, and he's playing with great confidence. He's a joy to watch. You Hornets fans, things are going pretty fun for you. And so I do apologize, Kemba.
Chuck, tell me you're sorry.
So my apology this week, as a Heat fan, was scratching my head at some of the moves around the point guard position for the Heat. We trade away a bunch of players, and it looks like we have someone who can decently run the point guard position in Josh Richardson. I thought he was a bum for a while, but he's not. He's shooting 45% from three. Last two games, 22 points, 17 points. He's looking good, and it looks like they made a good gamble by sending Chalmers out, because now you have this rookie contract basically getting that sort of Chalmers-esque production from him, and it looks like they have two really good rookies on their team in Winslow and Richardson. So I apologize, Josh, for doubting you. You are a solid Heater, and I'm glad you're on my squad.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Chuck's going to apologize for this apology by the end of the season.
I think
this is just a shooting guard, Mark, I might add, who's gotten hot.
But he's been running their offense for him.
There was a moment where he was shooting 60 from three.
Well, he's hit like 14 of his last 19.
I maintain him hitting shots is icing on the cake.
Right.
But we have been enjoying that icing on the he's been on an incredible run.
Well,
his block shots
are incredible. He's really long. He's 6'6" and he's mature. He's 22, he's a rookie, but he's played 4 years SEC basketball.
I think it's weird that whole Chuck couldn't even get that out.
I couldn't. I started like, chuckling.
The whole we're gonna take a guy who most people are projecting to be undrafted, who is just an off shooting guard athlete, and we're gonna train him to be a backup point guard.
It's incredible.
Has literally never worked, but it's like almost working right now.
Zach LaVine says, "What's up, man?"
No. Zach LaVine, it does not work. It's, like he's playing well because he's playing the two.
Yeah,
like
right.
Like him.
Yeah,
at
you're
point.
Correct.
They may go back to him.
I think you're right, John, that it is a hot streak.
Right.
But it's a fun hot streak, and I think it's a surprising
and
hot
no
streak.
No one's been hotter than the Heat, really.
Well, I know, you know, things tend to regress and entropy happens, but I think he's good. He's got a good
thing. He looks
like
he's going to stick around. And again, he seems to, in the Nuggets game, which is the most recent
game. I agree,
but
I think he's going to be a streaky player.
Yeah.
Sure. It looked like he had a speed that was more than anyone else on the court. And it wasn't just that he was running up beside Joe Johnson and Dwayne Wade.
Are you sure?
Like, he was like, like the Nuggets guys would come up to check him, and he would just take off dribbling with the ball.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I was man.
He's explosive, extremely explosive.
Just burning Yusuf Nurkic.
So impressive.
Yeah.
All right. Those were our breakfast in bed apologies. Before we get to our steak and eggs, I want to tell you guys about Fan Essentials. We are back. We're giving away another Fan Essentials box.
Shout out.
And we're doing it the same way, right? An iTunes review. You got to give us 5 stars and leave either your Twitter handle or an email address. Or if you don't want to do any of that, you can just email us or tweet at us and let us know which review is yours. But all you got to do is leave an iTunes review, and then you'll be entered to win a Fan Essentials fan box, which is a box full of gear. For those of you who don't win or feel like paying for your own stuff, you go to fanessentials.net. They have a couple options starting at $14.99 for a monthly subscription service of NBA gear. You get a t-shirt and other kinds of fun, unique goodies. Enter the code FBBF, as in Fast Break Breakfast, and we get a little taste of that. So get all the essentials. Get all the essentials you need at fanessentials.net. All right. Steak and eggs. Best thing. What's the best thing you saw this week?
At your leisure, Chuck.
I believe it's the Ricky Rubio looking pretty good against the Thunder. Hit a game-winning shot with 0.2 seconds left on the clock over the fantastically haired Kyle Singler. Who we love here.
Kyle Singler, Billy Donovan's go-to late-game defensive stopper.
Good Lord.
That's basically it.
Especially against the Warriors of all teams.
Rubio is looking decent. He had a good game against the Suns this week. 17 assists.
He's been shooting.
That comes to a stop tomorrow, boys and ghouls, against the mighty Grizzlies.
We will watch him be destroyed.
Getting shut down by Bryonte Weber.
He might get a lot of assists on Wednesday night.
Ray McCallum, Bryonte Weber, double trouble.
Yeah, so the T-Wolves look good. And
T-Wolves still are weirdly terrible, yet good.
Awful. But I mean, they have so much. When I watch them, I get like this potential feeling like, oh, something's going to happen.
They're so good. No, they have so much talent. It's weird how much they lose.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the close games.
Chuck,
I think,
likes them young.
Well, I do. The close games are important of legal age. Disclaimer. You have to lose the close games before you win the close games before you win the blowouts.
And they won a close game against one of the good teams. I mean, they beat the Thunder. And all about, I mean, Rubio, you don't think he's going to beat you with that jumper. But
he's usually not.
But the dagger
happens.
He's clutch.
They have a crazy pick next year.
Sun shines on a dog's ass.
Could have a really good roster. We're just going to talk about them until they until they get a new coach.
Where are they picking right now? Like 4th or 5th?
Looking,
I think so.
Probably that. Yeah, I haven't looked.
They have a top five decent player.
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, this is one of the reasons we're going to Memphis. Is Karl Anthony Towns is an all time already. He looks like he's going to be an all time player.
Yeah,
I mean, this is exciting.
I'm going for the Sam Mitchell retirement tour.
I got to pay my respects to Sam Mitchell.
He's on his way out of the league. Got to say goodbye.
We got to talk to the game ops at the Grizzlies to see if they can put together a Sam Mitchell tribute video. That'd be great.
Shooting long twos.
What's your steak and eggs, John?
So I have a new race to watch, boys and ghouls.
What's that?
The Russell Westbrook, Draymond Green triple-double race.
Oh,
man.
Russell just took the lead with 12 to Draymond's paltry 11.
He did it in like 6 minutes.
Right.
Well, he did. That's
Russell Westbrook special,
like,
by the way.
Halfway through the first quarter,
is having a triple-double immediately.
Just starting the game after tip-off.
And his triple doubles lately have been amazing. He had like a 29-point, 20-assist, 11-rebound game.
Yeah, they used to do in the 80s. You know,
he had 16 assists and no turnovers in a triple double, which is I'm going to say hard.
Yeah, that's like a Suns like Kiki Vandeweghe Nuggets game.
Magic Johnson.
Those are those
did
type
last.
Of numbers.
Is that Magic Johnson the last person to do that?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, this is like if we're running out of things to watch. Just throwing a little something extra there.
I actually was thinking, I feel bad that I don't feel like we've talked enough about Russell Westbrook. I know, yeah. I know we shine the light on the dark corners. We pick out, we try to pick out more of the
obscure,
the obscure things. I'm just watching Nuggets games. but like the big stories this year, and like Russell Westbrook just on the tear. I mean, he still deserves the criticism for trying to do too much in fourth quarters. But
any other
it's
year,
still the best thing to watch. It's so much fun to watch.
I feel like the Russell Westbrook ball hog hero ball stigma is gone. I don't think anyone feels that way any longer.
I don't know. When you see him in like a tie game or down by three, pull up for a crazy off balance three when the 7 foot
that's just
scoring god is his just real standing there.
His like, real strategy is to throw up that three and then go get his own rebound.
Yeah.
That's his real strategy.
It's great for rallying, but it's not, I don't know. I feel like he still needs to understand that Durant is the more natural scorer in those types of situations.
But ultimately, the roster construction around them almost leads to his, by necessity, shooting that much, I think. They just don't have.
I feel like in a different world.
You talking jive about Enes Kanter, one of the most amazingly offensively rated players in advanced statistics.
Well, I mean that man. Speaking of a guy who'll throw up a 20-10 in like 8 minutes.
Hell yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I feel like on a different team, that roster around Westbrook and Durant would be enabled. Like yeah. they would be getting the ball and they would be doing stuff and you'd be seeing them taking off again. Like DJ Augustine is a totally fine player everywhere he plays, except for when he was in Oklahoma City
for some reason.
And just for some reason, like they couldn't find a way to activate him. My steak and eggs this week is related to my apology last week.
Uh-oh.
Where I was apologizing for having faith in the Jazz. And I announced this might be the little kick in the butt they might need. I fixed them. I fixed the Jazz. That's my best thing.
That's what you do.
Since I talked bad about them, they ran off 3-0 and even upset the Cavs without Gordon Hayward.
Wait, that wasn't your apology? Should that have been your...
I'm not apologizing. It's my best thing. My powers are... I have powers, Chuck.
The Parrish line.
I have ability that sometimes I understand what I'm wrangling at.
Your reverse jinx and superpower.
And it worked.
What would be your X-Men name? If you were a reverse jinx guy,
Scarlet Witch. Don't play these games with me, Chuck. I know someone who has those powers.
Well, I was about to.
That's Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. Like John knows the actual comic book name.
The whole universe.
I was like, but none of. I thought it was. X-Men names don't.
Wanda Maximoff is her real name.
Gracious.
It's Magneto's daughter.
Where did we go?
Duh.
I'm sorry for losing.
No, I was going to say.
Brother of Pietro Maximoff, also known as Quicksilver.
Perfect.
Now, she married the Vision. Oh. Who's an android who can phase through walls
now,
and had little half-human, half-robot android babies.
So Quicksilver's the one that showed up in both the movie franchises. He was in the
Correct.
X-Men, and then he was in the Avengers.
Yes,
but white-haired warrior. But they had to call him something else or something because of legal reasons?
I think they just called him Pietro.
How did Pietro. Did you guys ever have, or you, Keith has a kid. You've had sex?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Never apologize for knowledge, Chuck. Never try to feel people bad for knowing things.
For knowing X-Men things?
I feel like
more like Sex-Men things where I come from.
Yeah.
Man, my knowledge is pervasive and invasive.
I don't know much about comic books at all, but I respect knowledge in all its forms.
Okay. Sure.
All these people saying like you shouldn't
Anything
know
you
that.
Want.
If you want to be good at something, you got to dive in. And I appreciate people who dive in. I've jumped in the pool for the NBA, yeah. among other things.
Jacques Cousteau and his mama.
Yeah, well, all right.
Chuck knows everything about the rapper Haystacks.
Right.
I know nothing about Haystacks. I know a lot about Big Pun.
It sounded like you said gay sex. I'm not sure if you did. You
it's might a
have.
Freudian slip.
That is,
but,
yeah.
but anyway, Haystacks.
Can't believe Keith's allowing that to go through. Keith, your hypocrisy is endless.
It's incredible.
I just bleep profanity.
You do, that's it. Nothing
wrong with gay sex.
Gay sex is fine. It's not profane.
Speaking of.
Very well.
Those were our steak and eggs best things. Moving on to our cream of wheat worst of week.
Chuck
What's the worst thing you saw this week?
Chuck said it earlier when he said, uh-oh. Because that's what Daryl Morey said when asked about Dwight Howard's impending free agency. Could not even bother to come up with an excuse for how badly he's botched this roster. He replied with an infantile, uh-oh.
Sully, I made a wee-wee in a bed, Daddy.
Between like Daryl Morey, Sam Hinkie, the Presti moves, Pat Riley, all of our front office geniuses, the Clay Feet are there.
Pat Riley, how dare you? He looked great.
Hey, he looked good now, but I cannot abide those offseason maneuvers.
Well, I mean, they're
midseason maneuvers. Pardon me.
Saying they look kind of decent now. If Josh Richardson is okay, then you kind of
just giving away players, though.
Yeah, we did do that, and you know, but the backwards moves.
It's false. It's a nice stretch.
It is a nice stretch.
It's false hope. There's nothing. I don't think there's anything substantial.
I don't know if it's. I think you can have a Eastern Conference Finals team with Chris Bosh healthy with the Miami.
I mean, it's possible. Like Lou Alding is playing out of his mind.
He is. Joe Johnson is playing incredible.
Joe Johnson is just...
What is Joe Johnson doing? I don't get it.
I feel bad because, like, you, John, as an old Hawks fan, have just liked him. I've always kind of liked Joe Johnson, but he had the whole thing where, like...
You weren't watching.
He was just under the burden, the weight of that contract in Brooklyn in a terrible situation. He's a good player, and he just weighed off his chest.
He is contract year Joe Johnson. Because he's playing for a contract. This is a crazy stat, led the league in 3-point percentage since the first of the year. Did you know that?
This is perverse.
This is Vince Carter leaving the Raptors and being good immediately.
I mean,
like he was kind of hurt, kind of sulking around, being terrible.
I don't think he liked that oligarchy up in Brooklyn.
He's 35. I don't think we have a future with Joe Johnson.
He wanted that cruise life.
We can get a decent playoff series out of him.
No. I mean, no.
I have degenerate gambling reasons for caring about the Heat, but it's pretty miraculous.
If you're focusing on that, yes. I'm saying as a fan, yes, you can enjoy watching the Heat as they are. You can enjoy the little playoff run. I'm just saying there's no Pat Riley set foundation future.
Well, his plan is always free agency. That's his. Right. He drops a bag of rings on a free agent's desk in front of him and says, "Hey, do you want to come win?"
Right.
And with the guys that are in free agency who haven't won anything yet, that's not a bad play to go play with Miami when it's shown that they can piece together a decent roster. Even
great
with awful things going.
Great
on.
Place to live, apparently.
It is too.
As a rich NBA guy,
get good there.
My cream of wheat. Is we haven't really mentioned it. I guess it's been alluded to. My cream of wheat is the Memphis Grizzlies having to play basketball games with the four guys. So they played the Rockets the other night, lost by, I don't know, 80.
It was a huge, like, record setting margin.
The Grizzlies only had four guys that they wanted to be on their team. Like, they had literally. They had five guys.
Briante.
Five guys who were under contracts.
Ray McCallum.
And one of those.
NBA.
Or like season contracts. So they had five guys on contracts, two guys or three guys on.
10 days.
10 days. They only had four guys.
It's reverse porn.
Matt Barnes. Tony Allen.
No.
Jamichael Green.
Sweet God.
And Jarrell Martin. Those are the only four people that they chose. They're so like at the beginning of the year, we're like, we'll have them on our team.
They rolled out a starting lineup against the Rockets that you combine all of their points, significantly less points than James Harden has had all year.
Right.
They've been outscored by one player on the opposing team.
One of the things that's up in the air is if the schedules had worked right, if this Grizzlies squad had to play the Spurs or the Warriors with this 7 or 8 man mash unit.
That's hostile
like,
four.
Like with no Lance Stevenson even, with no Vince Carter. Like, I mean.
Cannibal like, Holocaust 3. Torture porn.
I think we would look at possibly like an NBA record. I don't know what the NBA record is in like the modern era for margin of victory.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like
I'm sold. I'm not going to Memphis tomorrow.
I feel like if they were playing like the Warriors, you'd be looking at a legit like, What would this spread be? I mean,
21.
Yeah, and then like you would assume you would take it and
lose,
right? But it's like there's a fair chance the Warriors would win like 127-50, yeah. or something. You know, like
that's,
they would score
that's,
all
that's
the points.
70. That's a 70 yeah. point margin.
I'm gonna say there has been a 70 point game. I don't know for a fact, but I bet. There
I think
has
it
been.
Was the Harlem Globetrotters and Washington Generals.
So yeah, my worst thing is the comedy of injuries that has hit the Grizzlies. But mainly it is having to play an NBA basketball game with seven guys and three of them you don't even want. Like with only four guys you thought were going to be on your team.
Yeah.
That's great. And I actually wonder what is the least number of active players a team has ever had that were like not on 10-day contracts, like available.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how to search for that, but
it's effectively like a replacement team.
It really is a replacement team. You're players. Like, hey, you guys want to see a D-League team play a NBA team? No. What? We've seen it a couple
I
games.
I shudder to see this team play the Spurs D-League team.
You have that much faith in the...
Wow.
Their whole system.
Their
process. The Spurs eugenics process.
I don't know. Where do we see the... Well, we'll save it for the epilogue. What do you think?
Yeah, no more Grizz talk.
No more Grizz talk. Too bad. What's your worst? What's your worst thing, Chuck?
My worst thing during the Bulls Raptors game a couple nights ago, we had close out the end of the game. Justin Holiday trying to inbound the ball with a certain rapper, Toronto based rapper, in his ear.
Who?
One Drake.
Boo that man.
He. While Drake was, you know, basically telling him his girlfriend did things with him on the weekend, I'm assuming got into.
Well,
that's not. What
I
he
feel
said
like it. You could read his lips a little, and it, and
oh,
I
do tell.
Well, I'm not. I can't remember what he said. I felt like it was something like you don't got this. I don't think like you can't. You don't got this. You ain't got it, or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's saying, but it's funny because you could see Drake just talking to him, and he's clearly. I feel like by his mannerisms or demeanor. Looks like he's trash talking him, and so just trash talking a guy while he's throwing an inbounds pass in a tight game
is
pretty funny. I don't know. Worst thing?
Did he at least Vinny
Del
Negro?
No, that's not the worst. The worst part was Drake was wearing this like booger green jacket. It was uncalled for.
Yeah,
very
he looked terrible.
He looked terrible.
I don't understand.
He's poorly dressed.
The fashion,
like in that famous Hotline Bling video, he is dressed like a fool.
He's dressed.
He looks like Carlton.
He looks like a member of Brand Nubia. It's like a 1992 hip hop group. It's like Timberland's in a turtleneck sweater. It was weird.
Mr. Telephone Guy.
I thought
he's dressed poorly. He's a poorly dressed man.
Well,
he's getting away with it, isn't he?
Yeah, he can sing like that. He's a crooner.
Oh, Jesus and Joseph.
Nothing pisses John off more than
loved him in Degrassi, though.
That's it.
Loved him.
Wheelchair Jimmy for the win.
Let's move along.
All right, let's move along. So those were our cream of wheat worst of weeks. Now, I think we are going to do now. Maybe
we're eschewing the scattered, smothered, and covered for.
We're just going to do a couple.
A triple serving.
Well, we all kind of have a
triple helping.
A game of scones.
Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter
Dinklage, Peter Dinklage,
Peter Dinklage.
we're going to do a couple game of scones. So, John, you want to set the table for us? What do you got for me and Chuck?
Mine is catastrophically difficult.
Love it. Bring it.
I'm sad that I'm going first because I feel like you're both doomed. But this is a time where you can maybe throw this right in my face. So what I've done is I've taken the two top tens of usage percentage, and turnovers.
Okay, turnover percentage.
Turnovers.
They're just turnovers totals.
Just turnovers total because turnover percentage gets bizarre.
Okay.
You're like people
you said it was gonna be hard. But.
Yeah, but. So what I want to know basically is like, who are the players who handle the ball the most who actually are not amongst the top 10 in turnovers? Does that make sense?
Okay.
There are only two in the top 10 of usage percentage who are not in the top 10 of turnovers. So I'm going to give each of you three tries. And if you both bust out after two, I will give clues.
Okay.
Keith, I'm going to let you go first because I'm pretty certain that you won the last time because Chuck rarely wins anymore.
Yeah, I was really,
you were really good for a while.
He started
there.
Like 10-0 and is now like 10-30.
All right, so this is top 10.
These are the top 10 guys in usage percentage.
Okay.
Two of them are not amongst the top 10 in turnovers.
Okay. I'm going to say DeMar DeRozan.
Incorrect. He is 11th in usage.
Oh, he's not even top 10 in usage. Okay. Okay. This is
usage
hard.
Rate. I got to go high usage rate, low turnovers.
And you know, what's great, guys, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give you a little bit of an advantage, Chuck. It's shocking.
I think that James Harden would be my surprise shocker.
Hysterically wrong.
Really? How wrong?
I think he's like, second usage rate and second in turnovers.
Okay.
Maybe even first in turnovers. Actually, I think he's first in turnovers.
Okay. The high
I don't
usage
have my
rate
dad in front
hurt,
of me.
Hurting me.
I know he's second usage rate. Keith, this is your second chance.
How about Isaiah Thomas?
That's such a terrible, awful guess. Let's go.
I'm not close
to the top 10 in either.
Yeah. let's go.
You've outthought yourself.
Okay. I just know he went several games with no turnovers.
He is very good.
Several games, no turnovers is my thought process.
That's Grizzlies recency bias.
I'll go Chris Paul.
No. Also terrible. Okay, it's
CJ McCollum.
Damn it. I was about to give you a hint.
Oh,
that's very, I kill myself. Very wrong. Here's your hint.
Here's your hint, Chuck.
These two players are absurdly old and terrible. One of them is actually terrible. The other one is he's actually having a good season, but they're both old.
They're both old.
And they don't pass.
Code. No way. Not Kobe. No way. Kobe Bean.
I'm giving it to Chuck for Kobe Bryant.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I'm giving it to Chuck for Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to give you a chance to steal.
Okay.
If you can get the other one, we'll declare it a tie. Can you get the other one? I'm going to give you another hint. He's old and wall-eyed like a fish.
I was going to guess Dwayne Wade.
That's correct. We have a tie.
Oh, wow.
I was gonna guess it before my hint anyway. All right.
Sure you were. Just like all the other flounder
speaking,
fans.
Speaking of old guys.
Wade turns the ball
over. But isn't
over
that stunning
so
to you guys?
It feels like Wade turns the ball over all the time as a guy watches some Heat games.
I mean, both it's of them are probably weird. In the top 20, but they weren't in the top 10. Mm.
So speaking of old guys, I have a game of scones.
I'm terrified. Ooh.
This is you going to Basketball Reference. This was suggested by one of our listeners, Ben. Gonna accompany us to Memphis.
Can we do college basketball instead? One?
Nah. All right. So on Basketball Reference, they have Hall of Fame probability, which is if...
Wow, that's cool.
So if this guy retired today...
Yeah.
So you're like...
This is my favorite game of scope
so
already.
It's not going to be Carl Anthony Towns because right. He's only played 1 year.
So you need how many years?
No, that is not necessary.
But there is a rubric.
There's a games played?
They have a formula that they do. And this is... Pretty much the best way to think of it is if this person retired today, what percentage would they make the Hall of Fame? There are 20 guys who are over 50% to get in.
Wow.
So there are 20 guys. You are going to try to name the 20 guys. I think it's going to be who can get the most before they strike out with three.
Okay.
We ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Chuck's been the loser. Go first.
No, last.
Go.
All right. So, John.
Kobe Bryant.
So, Kobe Bryant, probability 100%.
LeBron James.
100%. You can use any count here. It's 1-1.
Kevin Durant.
100%.
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, I'm sorry. 99.43%.
I'd like for Kevin Durant to retire tomorrow and see what happens.
Right. All right.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade, yes. 100%.
Kevin Garnett.
100%.
Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh, 99.5%. We're flying.
Human garbage, Paul Pierce.
Yes, 99.74%.
Carmelo.
Carmelo Anthony, all the way down, 95%. Not looking good for Carmelo, relatively.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, 99.99.
Dirk.
Dirk Nowitzki, perfect. 100%.
Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol. 93.25%, yes.
Duncan.
Tim Duncan, who was the only, hint, the only 100%er left.
Mm.
All right, boys. We've got...
Tony Parker.
Tony Parker, yes, 93.86%. This is so exciting. We're down to seven.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. Sneaks in at 68%. 68.01% if he retired today.
He's in there.
I'm upset with you.
You know.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard, 99.01%. Five left.
I hate this game.
Oh my God.
This is getting good now.
This is getting good.
I mean, I need to fast forward. We should have fast forwarded that last little bit, but now this break, it's good.
Manu.
No.
It's my turn.
Manu Ginobili is at, they have him at 20%, but he's 23rd in this rank. Okay. So, but he's at only 20%. That's a strike for Chuck.
James Harden.
James Harden? No.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
oh, the, oh! The judges misspoke.
You, Steve Harvey'd us.
I Steve Harvey'd you guys. James Harden at 73%.
I love the Family Feud.
That is correct. There's four correct answers left.
Russ Westbrook.
Yes, Russ Westbrook. 71.56%.
Oh, this is hard. I have 9 correct. I feel like I've already won. I'm playing with house money.
3 left.
Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson, yes.
I was...
He is the last one in at 50.56%.
That's 10 for 10, Chuck.
That is.
That is 10 for 10.
It. You killed it. I can't win.
We got 2 more.
Yeah. Wow.
2 more, though.
2
this
more.
This is for pride, Chuck.
I have indeed won.
Did we say Paul Pierce?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Don't try this crap.
I ever.
I believe he was called Human Garbage or something to that effect.
Human Garbage. That's okay. Correct.
Old Knife Face.
Oh, man. Let's go. Kevin Love.
No.
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 He has a lot of...
Actually, I don't know. I'm not looking at it. No, he's fine. He's 25th on the list, but at 10%. 10% okay. Likelihood. So
I lost.
So Chuck's out. We got 2 more. We got to get him, though.
Do.
I don't think we're going to. I think it's got
one of them is at 95%.
Like,
so it's like one, like when we hear it, we're going to be all pissed off.
It's true.
Those are the worst. DeMarcus Cousins.
No.
Oh.
All right. These are easy. Those hints are too easy. I was going to say they're on
their college.
These two guys are both on the teams we root for.
There is no way Marc Gasol is on this.
No. Oh, expand your mind, John.
What? Zero?
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good That's call, a, Chuck.
Oversight by you guys. So there's
Good
one
call, Chuck.
And there's one guy left.
Well, it's the Heat. I feel like you have this.
We said Bosch. We said Wade.
Yeah.
We said Johnson.
Yeah.
That team has 4 huge.
They have
future.
4. They have 4 future Hall of Famers.
Who? I mean.
You going to help him out, John?
Nope.
You need to help him out or I'm ending the segment.
I feel like Chuck's going to get it.
We're losing.
Hassan Whiteside. Gosh.
We're losing subscribers. Boys, you can't think of him?
Luol Deng.
He's made a ton of money. He's made a ton of money.
Oh, Amari Stoudemire.
Yes. Amari Stoudemire.
For it's real? All right. Him?
These quizzes are hard on the spot.
That's gross.
So you guys got
that was a really fun game.
You guys
that
got 19 out of 20.
A really
so
fun game.
Yeah, little game of scones. Thanks, Ben, for the suggestion.
10 for 10. Thanks, good Ben.
Because Ben was, I think,
checks in the mail. Ben,
I think he was confused for maybe it was Joe Johnson where he was like, really? Like he's getting in. That man made so many All Stars. 7 All Stars.
7-time All Star.
Yep. So Chuck, you said maybe you have something.
I have something.
You got a game of scones?
You know, we had a little mascot kerfuffle on the internet. Kanye's telling Steve Ballmer of the Clippers that he wants to redesign that Chuck the Condor mascot, which is awful.
What about Puff the Magic Dragon?
Scary.
It's Stuff the Magic.
Whatever.
Stuff.
Whatever.
So basically, it seems like Kanye West and Steve Ballmer are going to have a lunch, which seems like the worst thing I would ever attend.
Who's a better dancer, Drake or Steve Ballmer?
Steve Ballmer got moves, dude.
Yeah, he does.
Yo, he got moves. So this Game of Scones is about mascots.
Oh, okay.
I concede.
Right.
So
I don't.
So this is how it's going to work.
This is, seems really hard.
Yeah,
this is embarrassing.
This is how
this
it's
is going to be the most humiliating Game of Scones ever.
Well, you guys humiliate me pretty often.
It's
so.
Going to be like when the mountain almost lost to the Spanish filler.
Okay.
The the viper something?
The viper, yes.
The red viper or something?
Yeah, I think something you nailed like it.
Somebody
nailed
check
it.
Us. So we got Keith and John.
Game of Scones people are going to be angry. I mean, actual Game of Thrones people are going to be angry at us.
So this is how it's going to work.
By. Okay.
You're going to get 1 point
yep.
for... You're going to get 2 points if you just make the connection name only. If I have to give you hints to what kind of animal or creature it is, you get 1 point.
So what are we supposed to... So what is that? You're talking
so
about
you're
the mascots.
You're going to give us a
team. So I'm going to give you.
Team.
I'm going to give you the name of the mascot.
Right.
Oh.
Then you guys
easy.
Have to...
Name of the
right.
mascot?
2 points.
I can do this.
No, go, that's not too hard.
If you go 2 points if you get it off the name, if I have to give you the animal or the
thought,
thing...
Gotcha. I thought you were going to make us try to guess their names and it was going to be...
Impossible.
Impossible.
No, this is going to be
this,
super
This is
going
to be easy.
Yeah.
I can do this.
So
you don't want to switch around?
It's up to you guys. How hard do you want this to be?
I want it to be hard. Let's do the
okay.
funny names.
All right.
So,
so he's like, going to give us the team. We have to
give
the name.
He's
going
to give us a team and we have to do the name of whatever their stupid mascot is.
This could get so bad.
It's so funny because everyone knows their team's mascot's name.
But well, then, ours is, well, Ours is Grizz.
But I feel like a person who wasn't a Grizzlies fan would assume he had a name.
Yeah.
Right.
That like wasn't maybe
that wasn't Dave Grizz. Yeager.
Yeah. So we've talked about one.
Okay.
Who's going first here?
The Condor. Obviously, we're going to.
So Chuck the Condor's out.
So we'll right. go with
and stuff is out.
Stuff is
and
out.
Grizz is out.
I need to know if it's me or Keith. Or I'm just going to screaming.
Okay. Right. Here we go.
All right.
Who's going first?
So who would like to go first?
Me, of course.
Okay, John. First up, the Washington Wizards.
I got this one. G-Man.
G-Man.
It is G-Man. I knew that one. I knew that.
Or G-Wiz, I believe.
All right.
Well, yeah, G-Wiz is a thing too, right?
I think it's two different mascots.
G-Wiz. But
G-Wiz is the big
same.
Fuzzy character, yeah, and G-Man is like the...
cool guy.
So we would have accepted
that
two answers.
Good. That was
okay.
good. I'm so nervous.
Keith,
yeah.
The Boston Celtics.
Is it just Lucky?
I can steal this.
It is. It yeah. is it. Lucky the
Lucky
Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun.
Right, good. So one each. One each.
Dang it.
John. The Denver Nuggets.
I know it. I know it.
Now, half a point if you get the animal.
I feel like we should get steals here.
You should be able to get steals.
You go for a steal.
I think I know it.
Keith for
a
steal?
Steal. I think his name's Rocky.
It is Rocky.
Is it Rocky?
Rocky the Lion.
Extra point. Yeah. Rocky the Mountain Lion.
Rocky so the Keith Lion.
Damn it.
I told you I've been watching
that
all these
was good.
Games.
John has one strike.
This is so hard. Okay. Robin Lopez and Zach Lowe would be great at this, but
okay, so
we are not.
Keith, you're up next.
Oh, yes.
The Miami Heat.
Steal.
Wait. I'll go with Heat Man.
Bernie.
Yeah, oh, it
correct.
Is Bernie, the stupid guy.
Yes.
I was
feel
thinking,
the burn.
I thought they had a stupid guy like G-Man too. No, you
well,
got it.
They have an anthropomorphic.
They got Bernie.
Do I get 2 points since I didn't need anything?
No. That's Bernie. I should have known that.
It's 2-2 tied up.
2-2 tied
back
up.
Back to me.
Fair
Here
enough.
We go.
Back
Here
to
go.
John.
Back to John.
This is good. I love it. This is for the children.
The Sacramento Kings.
Slamson.
Slamson.
Slamson the Lion.
I'm so proud of you for knowing that.
Okay.
That's the easiest one to me. I'll never forget Slamson. There's only one easier than that, and I will scream when it comes up.
I won't forget it now.
Here we go.
I feel like I don't know anymore. I feel like I'm out of all the ones I know.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, I got it.
I have no idea. I can't even like I might be choking under the pressure. I can't even come up with what they have as a mascot.
I got this.
What do you got, John?
It's a funny name like CeeLo or something. Damn it.
Three,
I don't know.
Two, one. Moondog.
Moondog. Yeah, Moondog. Sorry. I'm breaking the levels with my excitement.
Yeah. Keith with a strike.
Moondog spot.
I don't feel like I choked. I don't think I ever knew there was a thing called Moondog.
They have two, I think.
They do have a couple.
Yeah.
Here we go. John, this is yours.
Okay.
This is a throwback. The New Jersey Nets.
It's different than the Brooklyn Nets.
They killed that one.
It's not the the Knight.
I can't do Brooklyn because Brooklyn does not have a net. Have a mascot anymore.
Throwback. That's tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is the Knight, which they canceled.
They did cancel the
name. New Jersey.
Jason Kidd's wife.
I have no idea.
Jason Kidd's wife.
No
this
idea.
This is probably my favorite name. Sly the Silver Fox.
Never heard of that.
Exactly.
All right.
That's Jason Kidd's wife.
All right, what's
wife.
Mine?
All right, another throwback. Charlotte Bobcats.
They had a man. They had like a guy, right? With a mask?
Wrong.
Okay.
John?
Hugo the Hornet.
That was the
right. That's not the Charlotte Bobcats though.
I want Hugo the Hornet to count for knowing a Charlotte mascot.
Rufus D. Lynx.
Oh my goodness! All right, we've got several strikes.
So,
do I get a point for Hugo the Hornet?
No,
you can't just yell out a mascot name. You know,
it's a Charlotte mascot.
All right,
those aren't the rules.
Here we go. Next one, Keith, you're up.
I'm ready.
Phoenix Suns.
They've got the gorilla.
Got to know the name.
Got to know the name.
They've got it's racist the gorilla.
I know this. You're dead.
Is it racist? Is it?
I know this.
My final answer is offensive the gorilla.
Go the gorilla.
That's correct.
It's go
John with the steel.
You're great at this. I don't know any of these.
Keith, you've got three strikes.
He's in my wheelhouse.
And John's got four wins to
he's
Keith's
winning.
Two. So we got a winner here. John,
I want to just do the rest of the teams.
Do the rest of
no, it's too much. Too long. Let's
too
save
long.
Them.
We've been
can I at least go until I miss one? I think I'm on a roll I've never been on.
Bango the Buck is the only one I know.
Also, Bango Jr. Remember Bango Jr.?
No,
here's some of the better ones. Crunch the Wolf from the Timberwolves. The Coyote, San Antonio Spurs. Very Spurs.
I would have gotten a Coyote. I would not have gotten Crunch the Wolf.
They don't even like Jazz.
They don't give him a name. With the
Jazz one is my favorite one.
He's got the googly eyes.
The Jazz Bear.
Jazz Bear.
Boomer and Bowser, the Indiana Pacers mascots.
What?
Yeah. Rumble the Bison, Oklahoma City.
Right.
Some more notable ones.
Wouldn't have known.
Champ and Mavs Man, the Dallas Mavs.
I knew Mavs Man.
I've played him on NBA Jam.
I knew Mavs.
All right. That was a good. So that ends the game of scones segments. Let's move to the awards segment of the evening.
Kneel before me.
The International Stackhouse of Pancakes Award, which you would have thought with just 4 days wouldn't have been a whole lot of stuff. No, it was crazy. Everyone is watching college basketball and they're trying to emulate what they see. Honorable mention, PJ Tucker and Kent Bazemore both throwing up over nines. Paul George with a 3 for 15. Danny Green, who cannot shoot the ball anymore, had a 1 for 10. We have three nominees. Jamichael Green, it's hard to pick which game. In consecutive games, he went 6 for 30 combined. I will go with the 4 for 17 game against Houston because of the gaudier attempt numbers. Had 4 for 17, 9 points, 4 boards, 4 turnovers. Yes. James Harden, you do you, in a loss to the Hornets, 2 for 14, 12 points, 10 assists, 3 boards, only 1 turnover. And then Brandon Knight, I'm glad you're playing again.
Hey, first good game back.
However, in a win,
good
in a buzzer-beating win, which hurts their team because winning is bad for your franchise because of the dumb NBA rules, Brandon Knight did his part, though, for the tank. 3 for 18.
Yowza.
3 for 18, 8 points, 7 assists, 4 boards, 3 turnovers.
Jamichael Green, hands down.
There's no question.
I was going to go Brandon Knight because 3 for 18 is gross.
3 for 18 is pretty
but
bad.
But 4 for 17 is not much better. And Jamichael, he contributed nothing in either of those games.
He hit a 3-pointer, I believe, to keep it from being the worst loss in franchise history.
Not good enough.
All right, so Jamichael Green, you win by a 2-1 split decision. Now, I'm excited because Jamichael Green will probably not shoot the ball 17 times in a game, much more in his career.
Ever in his career.
So congratulations.
And I'm thematic with our eye shops. I think we need to remember certain moments in careers.
Crucial moments.
And this is a big Grizz
Keystones,
moment.
Keystones, touchstones. It's
the Jamichael Green era.
Yep. Oh, all right.
Jesus.
So par fadeaway, guys. I think we've already dropped our hand. Shown our hand, as they say in the poker parlance. We're looking forward to seeing Karl Anthony Towns and maybe 5 or 6 Grizzlies suit
Zach
up.
Zach LaVine, Andrew Wiggins. It's a beautiful thing.
Karl Anthony Towns? I wish Bielitsa was playing.
I miss him every day.
I miss our summer
Bajelica.
Romance. I miss the summer romance I had with him back when he seemed amazing.
Yeah. He looked good every time I saw him play. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
It's the Nikola Mirotic disappearing act.
Oh, we got the Warriors Spurs coming up. That should be a fun game.
That is a big thing to look forward to.
Looks like the Spurs can do no better than tie the Bulls record if they win out, and I don't know if that's going to happen. That's a fun
thing.
Pretty
sure it's not.
No, probably. and the Warriors can lose what 3 more games and still beat the Bulls record. So they play San Antonio 3 more times and Oklahoma City. So it'll be a fun little
taking the Spurs. Taking the Spurs.
Everyone, I see all these power rankings with Spurs.
Just like I did last time when they lost by
listed
like 30.
First. I know, you believe people that? Are thinking too hard.
Well, point differential matters. But I mean,
wow, power rankings list them at first?
I've seen a lot of power rankings where everyone
that's around. Hogwash.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
listen,
interesting.
I don't click on the links. I just see them.
Good for you.
I see the Twitter links.
It's kind of the craziest season finish for two teams with this kind of record in the same conference. You know, you can imagine it happening if one team was in the East, one team was in the West, but they're playing each other a bunch, basically only losing to one another. So it's kind of incredible. And I hope the finish of the year is as much fun as it's been so far.
Yep.
So, see you in Memphis, basketball.
So speaking of the best matchup possible, I think in honor of that, no Grizzlies epilogue this week.
None, huh?
Thank God.
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up. We gotta get out of here. We gotta pack our bags.
I don't pack a bag. I'm just gonna bring a toothbrush
and some tequila
and some underwear and some coconut water,
some Parliament lights.
All right, guys. So thanks for listening. Check us out.
Recess filter. You can hide your dope.
Twitter at Fast Break Break. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Rabble. We got another Rabble cooking. You guys, somebody step up and do a Rabble for the Golden State Spurs game.
We'll do it.
Yeah. Anybody out there, you just go to Rabble, get it on your phone, and you can broadcast over the
Rabble.tov. Rabble.tov.
Rabble over the miserable ESPN or ABC. They're going to have Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy talking about illegal defenses.
You don't listen to those perverts.
Rules you want to change. All right. So thanks for listening. You guys are the best. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.